This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 23rd. Boulder, Colorado amateur TV repeater W0BTV has been transmitting views of the Calwood fire. The camera is at KH6HTV southeast of Boulder and about 15 miles from the fire. With a telephoto lens, the KH6HTV camera was able to view the fire along the front range as it approached the Rocky Mountain foothills. TV images are being received at the Boulder County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Command Post, located in the Boulder County Emergency Operations Center, where they are displayed on a large screen monitor. The Calwood fire broke out on October 17th, northwest of Boulder. By midweek, the fire had consumed some 10,000 acres of forest and destroyed more than 24 homes. The W0BTV repeater video is being streamed live over the British Amateur Television Club server in the UK. The Wright audio channel carries live audio from the Boulder County Amateur Radio Emergency Service 2-meter repeater with emergency net traffic. The Boulder ATV Club has installed a new 5.9 GHz FM TV beacon transmitter to encourage microwave experimentation and, in general, increase usage of the microwave bands, which are under threat. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in Lamar, Alabama, Sundays at 8:30 p.m. on the West Alabama Amateur Radio Club 14543 repeater, and in Los Angeles, California, Mondays at 7:10 p.m. on the 14709 and 22442 repeaters, courtesy of the Catalina Amateur Radio Association. The nationwide American Red Cross Emergency Communications Fall Drill, a joint exercise with amateur radio emergency service groups, is set to take place on November 14th. This exercise evolved from the highly successful spring drill that attracted hundreds of participants from some 40 states and Puerto Rico. The fall drill will be a WinLink specific event. Its first goal is to pass traditional American Red Cross forms from as many states and as many radio amateurs as possible to one of 6 division clearinghouses. Its second goal is to bring as many radio operators as possible up to a basic level of WinLink proficiency. More than 300 radio amateurs have signed up to take part in the event, which is open to all radio amateurs. On the WSJTX development reflector, Paul Kelly, N1BUG, discussed whether the wide range of options is really necessary or poses a stumbling block to 2 uncoordinated stations attempting a contact. The very active 2200-meter operator points out that the new protocols were developed with the LF and MF bands in mind and not HF. There's no one-size-fits-all for these bands, he said. MF operators are limited to 5 watts EIRP on 630 meters and LF ops to a mere 1 watt EIRP on 2200 meters. Working real DX requires some specialized modes plus determination and patience, Kelly said. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 23rd. Details on all news items heard on ARRL Audio News are available on the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, and in the ARRL letter at www.arrl.org/ARRL letter, all one word. Here's the AMSAT satellite report, courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. The AMSAT Board of Directors met on October 18th following the election of board members in September, and one of their first duties was to elect officers. Robert Bankston, KE4AL of Alabama, is the new president of AMSAT to succeed Clayton Coleman, W5PFG. Bankston has served as treasurer and vice president of user services. He is a life member of both ARRL and AMSAT. Other officers were elected, and the full list can be found at amsat.org. The AMSAT board also confirmed that the annual space symposium, which was to have taken place in the Minneapolis area this year, will be there in 2021. Congratulations to Olivier F4RRO and Joe KE9AJ for completing a new distance record on AO7 Mode A. That's 10 meters down, 2 meters up. The distance was 6,879 kilometers, which works out to 4,265 miles. FCC headquarters has moved, although a lot of hams probably didn't know where it was in the first place. The new address is 45 L Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20554. The change is effective immediately. The FCC announced plans to move last spring, but the transition was delayed by the pandemic. Like most federal agencies, the FCC has its own zip code, so there will be no disruption in mail delivery. Due to the pandemic, the move was accomplished without the presence of any employees, all of whom had been working from home. An attempt was made during the summer to let employees back into headquarters for a day to pack up their offices and remove personal belongings, but that plan had to be scrapped after several employees tested positive for COVID-19. The address change is sort of academic right now. Most FCC staff continue to work from home and are not expected to be physically present in their new offices before next June. Nominations for the 2021 Hamvention Awards will open on November 1st. Dayton Hamvention will grant awards in the categories of Technical Achievement, Special Achievement, Amateur Radio Operator of the Year, and Amateur Radio Club of the Year. The Technical Achievement Award recognizes important contributions toward technical excellence in the world of radio. The Special Achievement Award goes to a radio amateur who has made an outstanding contribution to the advancement of the radio art and/or science. The Amateur of the Year Award honors a radio amateur who has made a long-term commitment to the advancement of amateur radio. And the Club of the Year recognizes a club's involvement in varied aspects of amateur radio for the greater good of the community and/or the nation. Nominations close on February 15, 2021. Nomination forms are available on the Hamvention website, www.hamvention.org. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this has been ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 23rd. We'll see you next week. 73.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.